Greetings, comrades. Maria here, as I'm finally back with the long-awaited Season 3 of Leftist Teen Drama, a podcast celebrating political moments on TV teen dramas. I first wanted to thank my listeners for being patient while I had to take a hiatus to plan my wedding with my producer, Jeff. Now that we're back, we have so much exciting political teen drama content to share. But first, we ground this season in the very real strikes happening in TV right now, and how teen dramas are impacted when workers don't have the tools they need to make the best art they can. Then we pivot into our usual fare, serving up teen drama topics ranging from abortion access to prison abolition and indigenous representation, with plenty of direct action to go around. Here's a little taste of Season 3.
I'm a union gal and I stand with you, no questions asked.
Woo! He literally says that Riverdale has become a police state.
This is a protest. Slots have officially taken over the admin building over the resignation of Miss Obar.
We're protesting our university's decision to stop the distribution of the morning after pill.
That is definitely not how you initiate a one-on-one or one-on-two or whatever that tactic was.
I'm not gonna let these fuckers run me out. Not today, not ever. Better protect this place.
Fuck, Golden.
Fucking Riverdale.
Like, I just, like, couldn't think of any teen pregnancy plotline that ended really in abortion, except for these non-American ones.
You know, I think we all hoped that we wouldn't have to strike, but it was so clear that we were at another one of these major junctures where, if we didn't get it, the people coming up after us weren't going to have careers.
For everyone, it's been a hard year, but hopefully when it's behind us and people have been back to work and the industry has been going again for a while, we'll really be able to feel that, like, it was worth it.
Season 3 of Leftist Teen Drama will premiere on Sundays, beginning on Sunday, November 12th, 2023. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Solidarity forever.